It is the review show on the Anfield Rapids. Dan Morgan, Sean Rogers, and Neil Atkinson to have a look at Liverpool 4, AC Milan 1, and a look ahead to the restart of Liverpool's 2022-2023 season. Neil, we'll go back to the game on Friday. General thoughts. We took the Lyon game into context, looked at obvious exceptions from absentees, from how Liverpool approached it, from their sort of systemic and attitude approach towards the game. But for this one, was there anything that stood out to you? I think the most obvious and notable one, going back to that show that we spoke about, was maybe Oxlade-Chamberlain, the left of a front three.
I think that's the main one to take away. Chamberlain left of the front three, but what I think is interesting is, firstly, I thought there was a fair bit of interchanging and movement from the three of them. And secondly, I thought that Chamberlain himself was especially narrow. So he was coming very, very close to Firmino indeed. You can only really think that that is instruction, because if ever there's a place to make sure you're following your manager's instructions to the letter, it is a pre-season friendly against, well, a mid-season friendly against AC Milan, where if you're Chamberlain and you'd like to play more games of football, which I suspect you would, if he told you to stand all the way out on the touchline and have chalk on your boots for the entirety of the match under all circumstances, you'd be doing that. So we can think that that's the outlook that Liverpool are looking at, is how would it look if Chamberlain's on that side and he comes that narrow. Now, that might also be with an eye on the idea of Darwin Nunez being on that side and coming that narrow as well. It's possible that Liverpool are looking to copy for that sort of thing, and back to this idea, maybe to an extent, that Firmino and whoever's left, or whoever's left and Nunez or Chamberlain or whatever, there's going to be the idea that they want a fair bit of interchanging between those two, and Salah holds his position and occupies in the way in which he does. I think that's likely to have been the case anyway, but I wonder if that becomes even more pointed if it is Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain who's going to have to do bits on that left-hand side. I think the bits part of this is important. I think the situation where Chamberlain is likely to be in, and I don't think it's absolutely nailed on, not least because of the cameo that we got to see from Ben Doak, and not least because of the ongoing existence of Fabio Carvalho. I think you're in a situation where, though, if anyone's going to be fourth of three, it's likely to be Chamberlain.